Every Tuesday, we get up to the minute for our health with Dr. Bruce Phillips from Jennings County Well Care. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. You know, so many times we have traumatic injuries and we tear some things and damage some things and we immediately think, oh my, we need surgery. And today I wanted to review a journal article in the Journal of Orthopedics that was recently published this last November, and they actually looked at over 1,150 patients, and some of them had gone through arthroscopic surgery to get their tears repaired, and some of them had gone a more conservative route and non-surgical route. And interesting, they followed these people for up to 5 years to see how the outcomes were. So initially, the outcomes were very, very similar. They had similar levels of relief and similar levels of return to activity. So initially, very, very similar. But then long term, what they found is the surgical group had an increased risk for osteoarthritic changes. And so more degeneration. And we often forget because, you know, we're anesthetized and we don't see, but surgery is a trauma. Mm-hmm. Just like injury is a trauma to the knee, and it's a massive trauma, so it creates inflammation and changes and different complications down the road because you've had those traumatic insults to the joint, to the area that you're having surgery on. So oftentimes, you know, there's no downside to trying a course of conservative care prior to surgery. You know, the surgical option is not off the table, but if you do surgery first, now
right.
It's done, and you have, you're stuck with the outcome. So we've even had success with people that have had joint replacements, and the surgeon is at a loss for what to do, and they're still in pain, and we're able to treat them and get them out of pain and get them back to a normal lifestyle. So just because you've had a pretty aggressive surgery like a joint replacement does not mean that you can't seek out alternative care as well and get a better recovery. I know specifically we encourage all of our patients that have surgeries to come back and do some of the therapies that we do. The lasers and the microcurrent really help enhance healing and reduce inflammation and get them back on the road to recovery, because there are surgeries that are very much needed and very, very beneficial. So it's not that you should never have surgery, but with these partial tears and things, oftentimes you can avoid the long-term rehab of a surgery and just come in for some conservative care and have a much better long-term outcome than going straight to the surgical route. So things to keep in mind, and oftentimes we don't hear those things. As they say, when you're a carpenter, everything looks like a nail.
Right.
And so sometimes when you go to the orthopedic surgeon, everything looks like a surgery. So you might want to get a second opinion sometimes, and we're happy to give those and provide those. And you certainly don't have to take our opinion any more than you have to take the orthopedist opinion. So just different ways to look at things and might be a beneficial avenue for you.
Okay. Interesting stuff. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Dr. Bruce Phillips, Jennings County Well Care, bringing us up to the minute for our health.